Passage 4. You now have time to read the questions. Here is passage 4 for the first time.
Hi everyone, how's things?
Hi Linda.
Hi.
So, have you heard that the union's calling for a strike ballot on Monday?
No, what about?
Well, on top of the new working practices they've imposed recently, the management is now proposing to replace the various allowances we receive for working long-haul flights by a single annual bonus.
Oh, will that mean we might make less money?
There's no might about it. It's absolutely certain.
How much do you think we'd lose? At the moment, we can make over £1,000 a month in allowances on long-haul flights. That's on top of the basic salary.
Well, work it out for yourselves. The new bonus would be capped at £8,000 a year for long-haul flights.
Let's see. On a 9-day trip from London to Singapore, then to Sydney and back, I can make £865 in allowances, £502 for meals, and £363 in flying bonuses. I can also claim for phone calls, and there's an extra allowance if I do back-to-back trips.
Well, I calculate that we'd be about £5,000 worse off over the year. Do you agree with me?
Yes, that's exactly the figure I came to. So you see, it's no laughing matter.
But that's terrible. The new working practices are bad enough. There are far fewer crew members on each flight, so we're all having to work much harder.
What are the reasons behind these changes? I mean, how can the company justify asking its employees to make such sacrifices?
Well, apparently the company made a loss of over £400 million last year, so it absolutely needs to make savings.
Yes, but it's already frozen crew salaries for 2 years and it's started reducing the workforce. I heard that over 1,000 people have taken voluntary redundancy and over 3,000 workers have moved from full-time to part-time work. Isn't that enough?
Obviously not.
So, do you think we should vote for a strike or not?
Definitely.
I'm not so sure. If the company is in such a bad way, maybe we should all be making an effort. After all, our jobs could be at stake if the company doesn't get back to profitability soon.
Here is passage 4 for the second time.
Hi everyone, how's things?
Hi Linda.
Hi.
So, have you heard that the union's calling for a strike ballot on Monday?
No, what about?
Well, on top of the new working practices they've imposed recently, the management is now proposing to replace the various allowances we receive for working long-haul flights by a single annual bonus.
Oh, will that mean we might make less money?
There's no might about it. It's absolutely certain.
How much do you think we'd lose? At the moment, we can make over £1,000 a month in allowances on long-haul flights. That's on top of the basic salary.
Well, work it out for yourselves. The new bonus would be capped at £8,000 a year for long-haul flights.
Let's see. On a 9-day trip from London to Singapore, then to Sydney and back, I can make £865 in allowances, £502 for meals, and £363 in flying bonuses. I can also claim for phone calls, and there's an extra allowance if I do back-to-back trips.
Well, I calculate that we'd be about £5,000 worse off over the year. Do you agree with me?
Yes, that's exactly the figure I came to. So you see, it's no laughing matter.
But that's terrible. The new working practices are bad enough. There are far fewer crew members on each flight, so we're all having to work much harder.
What are the reasons behind these changes? I mean, how can the company justify asking its employees to make such sacrifices?
Well, apparently the company made a loss of over £400 million last year, so it absolutely needs to make savings.
Yes, but it's already frozen crew salaries for 2 years and it's started reducing the workforce. I heard that over 1,000 people have taken voluntary redundancy and over 3,000 workers have moved from full-time to part-time work. Isn't that enough?
Obviously not.
So, do you think we should vote for a strike or not?
Definitely.
I'm not so sure. If the company is in such a bad way, maybe we should all be making an effort. After all, our jobs could be at stake if the company doesn't get back to profitability soon.